something's not right near at hand, and say it's just a little.
Just a little ways off.
Okay. If you've been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you might say you had a, what, to go before dark.
Well, that's sort of 2-3 ways. You got 2-3 miles to go, or you ain't got barefoot to go.
Well, you got a good,
got 2-3 miles to go, or?
Well, you got about 10 miles to go.
Well, that'd be the same thing. You say you got to get.
You might say, well, I have a.
You got to hurry up because you got 10 miles to go, and if the sun gonna catch me down before I get that distance, if I don't keep going.
Did you say a 12 piece or a long way? Long way?
Well, if it's 10 miles, you'd say you'd call that a long way.
Mm-hmm. If something's real common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You can say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. If you slipped on some ice and fell this way, you'd say you fell.
Fell backwards.
And if you fell this way?
Forward.
Somebody might ask you, did you catch fish? You say no. What?
I didn't catch any.
Okay. And somebody
might apologize
for breaking one of the shoes. You might say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
No, I'd tell them just forget about it because
okay.
I know they ain't going to do nothing about it no way.
Okay. Crying child might say he was eating candy and he didn't give me.
Didn't give me any.
Okay.
Or didn't give me none, either
okay.
one. Okay.
Might say that boy is spoiled. And when he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
Yeah, we got a lot of them. I don't know what the general public would use, but I would use the word, you letting your young'un raise himself. And I know what Grandma used to say 50 years ago, said, you've been a sapling while it's young, and when it gets to be a big tree, ain't nothing you can do with it. What she was referring to, while a kid is young, train him the way you want him to go. When he gets grown, he wouldn't depart from it. In other words, if it took whooping him, whoop him. Which we didn't know. Wasn't much punishing going on as when I was coming up. You did wrong, you got a thrashing out. But now they punish a kid. And lots of them love it. That's what makes them so bad. If he knows he's going to get a whooping, he ain't going to do that no more. Now I got a sister down there. She raised 2 girls. And I just believe in right. I don't believe in a kid talking back to his superior, no way. They talk back to me and I thrash them out. She talk, they talk back to her, she laugh at them, they got grown, they talk to her any kind of way. I put them when they come around me talking the smart talk. She told them when they were down there, you stay away from them if you don't want to whip them. They grown up in their 20s and 30s, they don't come around me. They come around, they come and get what they want and keep going, because they know what's going to happen. They let the tongue slip. They know what's going to happen.
What do you call a trencher cut by a plow?
A furrow.
Okay. If you have a real good yield from your land, you suddenly raise the big.
A good crop will usually what the colored would say.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, say you did what?
Cleared up the new ground.
If you were cutting your clover or grass for the second time, what would you say? What would you call that?
You're cutting it the second time, the second goes is all I know.
Okay. What do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
I keep telling you out of my field.
Okay.